Good morning.
Buenos días.
Good morning. Obviously, we're joining in three languages today, but we're celebrating that we worship one God. It's a very special service today, a little different than any of our congregations are probably used to, but that's good. Try some different things. In the past, we have worshiped together. First Baptist has worshiped together with Casa de Fe for several years. And this year, we decided to include Global Ark Baptist with us. So it's truly a worldwide, international worship experience today. And hopefully, you will find commonality as we join together in worship and try to put aside the differences. We're going to be trying to sing familiar hymn tunes in all three languages. We're going to be praying the Lord's Prayer in our native language all at the same time. And as I mentioned to someone this week, that pretend that you are God and hearing all of these languages at one time. And I'd like to invite, I know from First Baptist, there's some other folks that do not have a Hispanic or Korean background. And if you have a different background and you would like to pray the Lord's Prayer in your language today, it's not printed in the bulletin, but if you know it, I encourage you to do that today so that we are truly an international style of worship. We will be giving some directions as we go through the service to help you worship and help us to understand each part of the service. So I'm going to invite Pastor Josefina Sanchez, one of the pastors at Casa de Fe y Alabanza, has some welcome announcements right now, too.
Bueno, queremos dar la bienvenida a todos los de Casa de Fe. Como ha dicho la pastora Marta, estamos reunidos en un servicio internacional, multicultural, con la iglesia coreana, con la iglesia Casa de Fe y la iglesia bautista. Los anuncios que tenemos hoy es, vamos a recolectar las ofrendas en nuestros sobres. Si usted tiene diezmos, ofrendas, asegúrese que usa uno de los sobres que dice Casa de Fe. Y si es ofrenda, asegúrese que marca el lugar de ofrenda. Y si es diezmos, asegúrese que marca el lugar de diezmos. Recuerden que al final del servicio tenemos un ágape, un almuerzo, donde la iglesia americana nos está invitando a comer juntos. Y recuerden también que después del ágape, nosotros vamos a nuestro templo a recibir nuestra clase en español, porque el servicio no va a ser, el sermón no va a ser traducido en tres lenguas, se haría demasiado largo. Tenemos en la primera fin, en el primer fin de semana de octubre, el inicio del ensayo de nuestra cantata para Navidad, Conozca. Entonces, si usted quiere participar de la cantata para Navidad, póngase en contacto con Oscar. Oscar, ¿te puedes poner en pie, por favor? Entonces, póngase en contacto con él para que podamos participar en nuestra cantata de Navidad. Creo que esos son todos los anuncios. I'm ready, Mark.
예, 사도행전에 보면은 제자들이 함께 모여서 기도를 할 때 성령께서 오셔서 성령 충만한 가운데 성령께서 시키셔서 그들이 각기 다른 방언으로 기도를 하는 것을 우리가 볼 수 있습니다. 오늘 이 자리에 많은 각국의 사람들이 지금 와서 예배를 드리는데 이 자리가 성령께서 오셔서 함께 하실 줄 믿습니다. 오늘 우리 한국분들 특히 영어 예배 또 스페니쉬 이런 송도 있는데 너무 부담감 갖지 마시고 편안하게 즐겁게 이 예배를 기뻐하며 즐기면 좋겠습니다. 예, 감사합니다.
We begin our worship with reading scripture in all three languages. It comes from the book of Acts. Peter said, I am learning that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who respects him and does what is right and is acceptable to him. This message of peace he sent to the Israelites by proclaiming the good news through Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all.
Comenzamos nuestro servicio de adoración leyendo la escritura en los capítulos, en el capítulo 10 de Hechos, versículos 34 al 36. Entonces Pedro, abriendo la boca, dijo: en verdad comprendo que Dios no hace acepción de personas, sino que en toda nación se agrada del que teme y hace justicia. Dios envió mensaje a los hijos de Israel anunciando el evangelio de la paz por medio de Jesucristo, quien es Señor de todos.
Pedro가 입을 열어 말하되 내가 참으로 하나님은 사람의 외모를 보지 아니하시고 각 나라 중 하나님을 경외하며 의를 행하는 사람은 다 받으시는 줄 깨달았도다. 만유의 주 되신 예수 그리스도로 말미암아 화평의 복음을 전하사 이스라엘 자손들에게 보내신 말씀.
We'll now be singing this hymn, Amazing Grace. First in English, one verse in English, then a verse in Spanish, and then we're going to try a verse in Korean. I'm going to hope that Global Ark members sing very loudly for us to help us with this. But the pronunciation is printed underneath the Korean letters, so hopefully that will help us to be able to sing that. So I invite us to stand, if you're able to, as we sing Amazing Grace
together. Pongámonos en pie y vamos a cantar el himno Amazing Grace. Y la Iglesia Casa de Fe va a cantar la sección que está en español con mucha fuerza, la estrofa 2.
That sounded wonderful. And those that were singing in other languages, it sounded very good also. Please be seated. And I'd like to invite teachers and students for Sunday school that may exit at this time and go to their classes.
Los niños de Casa de Fe pueden ir a sus clases con la maestra de la Iglesia Bautista.
And as we move into a time of prayer, one of the things that we do here at First Baptist is that we invite members in the congregation to share prayer requests, whether they are celebrations or concerns. And then we will spend a moment in silent prayer. I will lead a prayer for the congregation. And afterwards, I will lead into praying the Lord's Prayer. And at this point, we're not going to try and say the Lord, pray the Lord's Prayer in each language consecutively. but I would like us to do it all at once. And I did include the printing of it in each language in case you're not familiar with it in the, whatever language that you speak predominantly. So it is printed there for you. We're going to try it. We'll see how it goes. Professor Ospina, you want to translate that for us?
Bueno, lo que queremos hacer ahora es vamos a pedir si ustedes tienen peticiones de oración o acciones de gratitud que podemos meditar y compartir. Y luego vamos a orar juntos al mismo tiempo en coreano, en inglés y en español la oración del Padre Nuestro que está en sus boletines.
혹시 이 자리에 기도 제목이 있으시면은 특별하게 또 내놓으시고 그리고 기도가 잠시 침묵 기도를 할 것입니다. 그리고 침묵 기도가 끝난 후에 우리가 주기도문을 하는데 다 자기 나라 말로 그의 주기도문을 하도록 하겠습니다.
So at this time I'm going to have the pastor stay here for just one moment more in case there is someone from Casa de Fe or Global Ark who would like to offer a prayer request in your native language that the pastors can translate that into either English or another language for us so that we can understand and know what all prayer requests are today. So are there any requests today, either a celebration or a concern, you'd like to share with the congregation today and ask them to be in prayer for that?
¿Hay alguna petición que tenemos? Este es el momento para levantar la petición en nuestra lengua. Vivian. Una acción de gracias por. She's thankful because God gave her a new job. She's thankful because God gave her a new job.
A new job. Has a new job. It's a celebration. Anyone else have a prayer request today?
Mana Carmen. She wants us to pray for the people who is sick with cancer.
Okay. Those patients who are ill with cancer. I would also say others who are ill today and injured. And I think there's somebody in the choir that's... Yes, Irene Hoffman, one of our choir members and our one of our soloists, has been ill for 5 weeks with a digestive problem. And... can't really find out what's wrong, because, you know, so we want to keep Irene in prayer today. Anyone else have a prayer request? Oh, wonderful. So, wonderful celebration. Okay. Donna's flying to California because her oldest daughter is getting married next weekend, so we celebrate that. And Dory grew up as a little girl here in the church, so those from First Baptist may remember Dory. So it's a wonderful celebration and a little concern as well for travel. So we want to keep your family in prayer today. Anyone else?
¿Alguien más?
Okay, a woman who has some kidney failure and is awaiting a kidney transplant. So we want to pray for her. I saw a hand in the back, yes. Okay, you have health issues. And we want to. That's a very big concern that you may lose your foot due to injury on that. So we want to pray for you and your health today. Anyone else have a prayer request? Then let's go to God, lifting up some of these requests or something that's on your heart as we pray in silence, and then I will lead us into a pastoral prayer. Let's pray together.
Let's orar en silencio.
Lord God, today we gather as your people to worship you in spirit and in truth. Although we come from various areas around the world, speak different languages, and have different ethnic customs, we are all your children and followers of Jesus Christ. We celebrate your life in us and celebrate your body, the church. Help us to reflect your love for us with the love we have for each other. It is with great joy that we come before you today, joined by your Spirit. We pray this day for those who are ill or injured, those who are in sorrow or in pain, those who are worried or confused, as well as those who are filled with joy and hope. Thank you for your love and your mercy that is shown to us. Thank you that we can comfort each other with the same love and mercy that has comforted us. Praise be to you, our shepherd. We are your people, the sheep of your pasture. Help us today to understand more fully how you have made us to live together and to serve each other. Help us to understand your plan for your body and to give you the praise. We ask all of this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we now join in praying the prayer that Jesus taught in our own native language as we pray aloud together, saying,
Padre nuestro que estás en los cielos, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga a nosotros tu reino. Hágase tu voluntad, así en la tierra como en el cielo. El pan nuestro de cada día, dánoslo hoy. Y perdona nuestras deudas, como también nosotros perdonamos a nuestros deudores. No nos dejes caer en tentación, mas líbranos del mal, porque tuyo es el reino, y el poder y la gloria por todos los siglos. Amén.
And all God's people say,
Amen. Amen.
At this time, each congregation will be offering some special music during the service, and we're going to be enjoying music from Casa de Fe Alabanza at this time.
It was very difficult to translate the song, but the idea is we are asking in the song that Lord fill us with his presence.
Thank you, members of Casa de Fe Alabanza, for that music. It's very spirit-filled. It's now time for us to say thank you to God materially through our morning offering. There will be ushers that will come forward with plates, and they will be serving you, asking for your donations, so you may remain seated. We are asking that you please use an envelope from your church, so that we, because we'll be dividing the money among the congregation, so that it gets to your money will go to your congregation. If you didn't get an envelope at the door or didn't bring one, there are some in the pews that you may use. But please write your church's name on the envelope, if it's not First Baptist, so that we may give it to the appropriate congregation so that you may receive the offerings today. As we present our gifts, the choir from the First Baptist Church will be offering music for us. May the ushers come forward as we receive the offering. The scripture this morning, which I will be preaching from, comes from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 12 through 27. Paul writes these words to the church at Corinth, but also to the First Baptist Church of Malden, to Casa de Fe Alabanza, and the Global Ark Baptist Church, as well as all other Christian churches. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear were to say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be its hearing? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members of the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be the weakest are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissensions within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it.
La lectura de la escritura, de la cual va a ser el sermón, se encuentra en 1 de Corintios 12, de los versículos 12 al 27. Porque así como el cuerpo es uno y tiene muchos miembros, pero todos los miembros del cuerpo, siendo muchos, son un solo cuerpo, así también Cristo. Porque por un solo espíritu fuimos todos bautizados en un cuerpo, sean judíos o griegos, sean esclavos o libres, y a todos se nos dio a beber de un mismo espíritu. Además, el cuerpo no es un solo miembro, sino muchos. Si dijera el pie, "¿Por qué no soy mano?", ¿no soy del cuerpo? ¿Por eso no será del cuerpo? Y si dijera la oreja, "¿Por qué no soy ojo?", ¿no soy del cuerpo? ¿Por eso no será del cuerpo? Si todo el cuerpo fuese ojo, ¿a dónde estaría el oído? Y si todo fuese oído, ¿a dónde estaría el olfato? Mas ahora Dios ha colocado los miembros, cada uno de ellos, en el cuerpo como Él quiso. Porque si todos fueran un solo miembro, ¿dónde estaría el cuerpo? Pero ahora son muchos los miembros, pero el cuerpo es uno solo. Ni el ojo puede decir a la mano, "No te necesito", ni tampoco la cabeza a los pies, "No tengo necesidad de vosotros". Antes bien, los miembros del cuerpo que parecen más débiles son los más necesarios.
Y a aquellos del cuerpo que nos parecen menos dignos, a estos vestimos más dignamente. Y los que en nosotros son menos decorosos, se tratan con más decoro. Porque los que en nosotros son menos decorosos, no tienen necesidad. Pero Dios ordenó el cuerpo dando más abundante honor al que le faltaba. Para que no haya desavenencia en el cuerpo, sino que los miembros todos se preocupen los unos por los otros. De manera que si un miembro padece, todos los miembros se duelen con él. Y si un miembro recibe honra, todos los miembros con él se gozan. Vosotros, pues, sois el cuerpo de Cristo y miembros cada uno en particular.
몸은 하나인데 많은 지체가 있고 몸에 지체가 많으나 한 몸인가 같이 그리스도도 그러하니라. 우리가 유대인이나 헬라인이나 종이나 자유인이나 다 한 성령으로 세례를 받아 한 몸이 되었고 또 다 한 성령을 마시게 하셨느니라. 몸은 한 지체뿐만 아니요 여럿이니 만일 발이 이르되 나는 손이 아니니 몸에 붙지 아니하였다 할지라도 이로써 몸에 붙지 아니한 것이 아니요 또 귀가 이르되 나는 눈이 아니니 몸에 붙지 아니하였다 할지라도 이로써 몸에 붙지 아니한 것이 아니니 만일 온 몸이 눈이면 듣는 곳은 어디며 온 몸이 듣는 곳이면 냄새 맡는 곳은 어디냐. 그러나 이제 하나님이 그 원하시는 대로 지체를 각각 몸에 두셨으니 만일 다 한 지체뿐이면 몸은 어디냐. 이제 지체는 많으나 몸은 하나라. 눈이 손더러 내가 너를 쓸 데가 없다 하거나 또한 머리가 발더러 내가 너를 쓸 데가 없다 하지 못하리라. 그뿐 아니라 더 약하게 보이는 몸의 지체가 도리어 요긴하고 우리가 몸에 덜 귀히 여기는 그것들을 더욱 귀한 것들로 입혀주며 우리의 아름답지 못한 지체는 더욱 아름다운 것을 얻느니라. 그런즉 우리의 아름다운 지체는 그럴 필요가 없느니라. 오직 하나님이 몸을 고르게 하여 부족한 지체에게 귀중함을 더하사 몸 가운데서 분쟁이 없고 오직 여러 지체가 서로 같이 돌보게 하셨느니라. 만일 한 지체가 고통을 받으면 모든 지체가 함께 고통을 받고 한 지체가 영광을 받으면 모든 지체가 함께 즐거워하느니라. 너희는 그리스도의 몸이요 지체의 각 부분이니.
At this time, we will be blessed by music from Global Ark Baptist Church.
It's a different perspective from up here. The other pastor, well, Pastor Josefina hasn't been up here, but Pastor Paul has. You can see more people when you're up here. And so the choir was up here earlier, but the singing groups were up here too. So that I want to thank you for coming today and worshiping with us. For some, it may be the day to be in church, no matter where the location is. For others, I know it is a struggle where your language is not spoken for all of the service, except English. And that sort of comes by default. But I've tried to incorporate enough Spanish and enough Korean that you feel part of the service today. The sermon today, though, the message is going to be in English. So I hope that you will be able to receive enough of that. One of the things I was going to tell my congregation next week that I noticed even when standing down there, that Casa de Fe and Global Ark like to be near the front. And First Baptist would pick the farthest seats from the front if we could, if they could be in the room behind, they would be. I've threatened that we would sometimes worship the part that we have roped off. We'll just worship underneath the balcony because that's where everybody wants to sit. But I'm glad that to have so many people near me today. Usually I have more wood near me, but it's nice to have so many people near me, but to have so many people here today as we worship together, as we celebrate our diversity, but our unity in Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. Lord, we have prayed together and sung together. We have heard your written word read, and some of us have read it. And we've offered our tithes and gifts to you. And we pray now, Lord, that our hearts and our minds may be open to receive your Spirit and to receive a message from you that may help us as individuals, as congregations, and as one united body of Christ known as the Christian Church. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we read and heard this morning from the Apostle Paul, he talked about our physical bodies. And when you stop and think about it, don't we have amazing physical bodies? They're examples, just one example of God's beautiful creation. And the Apostle Paul uses this image in today's scripture, as we've heard. Here in the letter to the Corinthians, as well as his letters to the Romans, Ephesians, and Colossians, Paul uses the image of the body to refer to the relationship of Jesus Christ with his church and the relationship of the members of the church with one another. Now, it's interesting to say that Paul does not say we are like a body, meaning that we're similar to a body. Paul says we are the body of Christ, a statement, an emphatic statement of reality. So I want to spend for a couple moments just thinking about our physical bodies. And we should be glad that our bodies are pretty much a single unit with all the parts exactly where they should be. And it's not, our bodies aren't a bundle of parts just sort of thrown together and said, make do with it. Every organ, every bone, every muscle, every tissue, every nerve, every cell is exactly where it is supposed to be. And they all operate and cooperate to maintain the structural unity and integrity of our one body system. We read in the book of Psalms this prayer, O Lord, You have formed me. You have formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, as we get older or have injuries or diseases, some parts of our body begin to wear out, or they stop functioning properly and have to be replaced or enhanced, such as teeth are sometimes replaced. Our eyes are enhanced, our vision is enhanced with glasses or contact lenses. Our ears sometimes need the help of a hearing aid. And medical advances have gone to the point where we can replace hips and knees and shoulders, and we're even seeing hands and face transplants. Now, it's when we have removable replacements, it's vitally important that we remember where we put those replacements. For what a nuisance it is when we cannot find our glasses or our dentures. And sometimes not finding a hearing aid or pretending that the battery is low or dead is a convenience for some. Another important and obvious reminder that our bodies are made up of many parts is that we have both external and internal parts of our bodies. Those that we can see with the naked eye, as well as those that could only be examined under a high-power microscope. We are an incredible organizational system of many different parts, all performing their own unique and distinct functions. And when they are all doing their part and functioning as they should, we are healthy and we're able to perform the various tasks and activities we have to do. And we don't regard one body part, no matter how small, as unnecessary or useless. The Apostle Paul writes to the Corinthians these words, using the imagery of the body for our physical structure and the structure of the church. And he writes these words, "Just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ." And he urges and goes on to add, "There are many parts, but one body." So the church is not an exclusive club of noses or mouths. Neither is it an eye or an ear bank. We are not intended to be a gathering of clones all made up in our own image. Instead, we are multifaceted, multi-ethnic, multicultural, multilingual, multi-generational, diverse, and yet integrated, a system of all different kinds of people. And I think that there's a microcosm of the world represented here today. Paul writes, "For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free." And in Galatians, he adds these words, "male or female." And we could go on and add to that list, we are adult and children, city dwellers and rural people, affluent and poor, red, yellow, black, and white, those who grasp and understand things quickly, and those who need a little longer to catch on, those whose perspective tends to be more analytical and scientific, as well as those who see things from a more poetic and artistic viewpoint. All of these people are equal. All of them are important. And our differences and uniqueness need to be celebrated and rejoiced over and acknowledged as essential to our growth, as effectiveness in proclaiming the love of Christ. They are part of God's marvelous creativity and diversity. Now, in our human anatomy, we take this kind of diversity and unity for granted. We're delighted that our face is not made up of one huge nose or even a collection of noses. But when it comes to the church, our appreciation of the differences that exist between all the various members, that acceptance is not always immediate and automatic, and sadly cannot always be taken for granted. It takes work. It takes persistence. It takes commitment. It takes patience and perseverance. That is one of the reasons that we devote a Sunday each year to worship together, American, Hispanic, and this year for the first time, Korean congregations with obvious differences, but united through our faith in Jesus Christ. It is for this very reason that Jesus prayed for his church, in fact, prayed specifically for us here today. In John chapter 17, we read his prayer not only for his disciples back then, but for all who would come afterwards, including us today. Jesus said these words, "I pray also on behalf of those who will believe in me through my followers' word, that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me, so that they may be one as we are one." So the message we should hear from both Jesus and the Apostle Paul is that whoever we are loved, valued, and appreciated just for who we are. Whether you just started attending one of the congregations worshiping together today, or have attended for many months or even years, you are God's unique and distinctive gift to the body of Christ. You make a contribution that no one else can make in quite the same way as you do. You are vital to its effective functioning and operation. When you are missing or absent, and I know I'm preaching to the choir right now, those that are missing need to hear this message, but when you are missing or when you are absent, the body struggles as others who do not have your unique personality and gifts and graces have to try to do without you. They have to pick up the slack. An English phrase, American phrase. When a member of the body rejoices, all other parts of the body join the celebration. And when one member struggles, all other parts work together to support that part of the body. One body with many members united through our faith in Jesus Christ. As I've been preparing for this service over the last several weeks, the words to a hymn kept running through my mind, and that's not unusual. I'm into music a lot, and hymn words go through my mind a lot. But this just kept going through. It's like, all right, God, I got the message. I need to share these words this morning. So I want to conclude my message today with these words. In Christ, there is no east or west, in him no south or north, but one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth. In him shall true hearts everywhere their high communion find. His service is the golden cord, close binding humankind. Join hands, then, members of the faith, whatever your race may be. Who serves my Father as his child is surely kin to me. In Christ now meet both East and West. In him meet North and South. All Christly souls are one in him throughout the whole wide earth. May we, all of us, and with all of our special and unique bodies, which are similar yet diverse, overlook our differences, to look past those, and seek the commonalities that we share. For in Christ, we each are loved and important, no matter what language we speak, where we were born, or what we look like. Christ calls us to be the best part of his body that we can be as we serve him and serve our neighbors. Let's pray together. Lord, we have come from other areas around this world. Others have come today by living in this area of walking, and others have driven many miles to come here today. Lord, we come from different backgrounds, but we have come united in your spirit through Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to discover what part of the body of Christ we can fulfill. Are we a nose, an ear, an eye, a hand, a foot, a mouth? Help us to discover that, Lord, and help us to devote that and become an even more integral part of your body. We thank you for this time of worship. And we pray that your spirit will continue to bless us through this time of worship, through our time of eating together, and as we leave and go our separate ways. We ask this all now in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning, which we will be singing in each of the three languages, is Blessed Assurance. We'll be singing in English first, then in Spanish, and then in Korean. We will stand as we sing.
Vamos a cantar el último himno en sus boletines en inglés, y nosotros vamos a cantar la estrofa 2 en español.
We started the service with scripture from all three languages, and we conclude this morning with the words of the Apostle Paul to the church at Rome in all three languages. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give us a spirit of unity among ourselves as we follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth we may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Pero el Dios de la paciencia y de la consolación os dé entre vosotros un mismo sentir, según Cristo Jesús, para que unánimes a una voz glorifiquemos al Dios y Padre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo. Amén.
All God's people say,
Amen.
Please stay and enjoy lunch with us.
Podemos quedarnos y ir a comer el almuerzo juntos. Y no olviden que tan pronto acabamos de comer, vamos a nuestro santuario a tener nuestra clase en español.